and wiping down, leaving the doors open so people don't have to touch doorknobs. Matter of fact, we'll even leave the bathroom door open for you if you want to do that.
All right.
But, you know, we're still super busy. There's a lot of people that are, you know, at home, and, you know, this thing has gotten weird, and I know a lot of people don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. You know, my business partner, Dick McAdams, is 85, and for, you know, 20-plus years now, I've always been able to go to him and say, hey, you know, what do you think? Because usually he's seen it.
Right.
But in this particular situation, he hasn't seen it before, and so I think there's a lot of us, there's a lot of praying going on, which is a great thing. I know I'm normally a praying person, and I have prayed more now than ever. But, you know, I think our governor is doing her very best to keep Alabama working and at the same time keeping us safe. So I really want to – she's in an incredibly tough situation, but at the same time, I think we should all commend her for the great job I feel like she's doing. You know, unless somebody tells us that we have to close, we're construction-oriented business. We have people that are depending on us, multifamily dwellings,
right,
and people who are trying to close construction loans, whether it be commercial or residential. You know, again, we're observing all the rules and regulations that have been set forth by our country and by our state. And then we're using what I think most people need to use, just good old-fashioned common sense. I heard somebody say one time, there's nothing common about common sense. But
well, that's where I have an issue with what the governor did today, because every week it's gotten more draconian. And I think the appeal needs to be made on an adult basis to look after our at-risk populations, to really work even harder on social distancing and sanitization, and we can get through this. There's so much gray area here, Jeff, and that's
what's been tough for us, is that there is such a huge gray area. I mean, you know, and I know it's hard for them to say, you know, come out, but I mean, there needs to be some very definite fine lines, and as many people as working on this problem right now, I think we'd be able to get a little bit more clear answers to that. You know, I am definitely trying to do my part to keep my family safe, to keep my community safe, and still do what I'm supposed to be doing. But you're right, there's a huge gray area, and that makes it very difficult for everybody.
I don't want, you know, anybody, any business that looks at this and says, I think we're allowed to be open, and then has the state police or somebody at the door saying, you got to shut down. No.
Yeah.
That's where I start to get a little wiggy with this. I appreciate the clarification, Jeff. I'll be on the air tomorrow morning from 6 to 8:30. Feel free to give us a holler and let us know what's going on at Georgia Floors Direct, okay?
I will, brother. Thanks for allowing me to call. And I'm over here. Matter of fact, I'm working on a house over in Hillwood neighborhood right now, and or I'd be listening to you. But we're just so glad that you give the information you do. And I want to thank you and Rick Peters for letting people know how important local business is, because I heard Rick Peters' message the other day from Blue Water, and that was something he didn't have to do. But, you know, a lot of your local businesses are depending on people now, and so that's a real important thing. I'm really glad he did that.
Thank you, and I'll pass that along to the boss. Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right,
you take care,
day.
And my best to everybody, okay, including Mr. McAdam. We'll be right back.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334 or 285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The president's top economic advisor says coronavirus is having a major impact on the nation's economy.
Really?
The economy is suffering, and I do not think it's going to get any better.
in the weeks immediately ahead. I do think, however, that this will prove to be temporary.
Larry Kudlow discussing the latest record job losses and a spike in unemployment claims. There are now more than a quarter million COVID-19 cases in the country. The virus is blamed for nearly 6,700 U.S. deaths.
So are heart attacks and cancer and every other damn thing out there. It's part of life.
Where temperatures of arriving passengers via air and rail are being taken, and where passengers will also be notified of the state's 14-day self-quarantine for non-work-related visits and referring anyone with a fever to medical personnel.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Remember when it was this simple?
And now, with coronavirus tips, here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me, I won't touch you.
So much for the simple approach. All right. Everybody, we're so far behind because of these latest measures taken by the governor today after a day of absolute insanity and confusion between the state, the mayor, and the attorney general for the state, who comes out with a clarification, thank you, good work. And then 5 minutes later, the governor's on and said, well, tomorrow it's going to be different at 5 o'clock. Stop it! Just stop it. You are not helping right now. You're just not. All right, Donald.
Okay, thank you. I almost hate to ask this question with the way things are lately, what I've been hearing, but I haven't heard anyone ask it, and I'm wondering, there's a whole bunch of people fixing to lose their health care insurance because of this?
Who knows? They don't seem to give a damn. So we're gonna put these new draconian steps in, close businesses, people are going to lose their insurance, yes, and you're going to have mental and social issues that are going to be really, really hard to fix. It's April 3rd. Yeah. April 30th, we're going to go back to normal? What, are you going to wave your wand over Alabama, Governor Ivey, and everything's going to be just fine? Or are we going to have another month? Because I'll come and live at your house. And I'll bring the dogs and I'll tell them to crap on your living room rug.
Yeah.
So there, that's my thought.
We'll see if we can get some answers on that.
I think that's making where, grand hold there.
It. Where is all the money going to come from to reinsure people who are losing their jobs and their insurance and everything else? We have a stimulus, Governor Ivey, that comes in April 13th. You just extended these closures till the end of April. By 3 weeks, by what arbitrary process did you do that? Thanks for the call.
You look good today, man. I brought a gift for you.
That's not making me laugh.
I know, but I brought a gift for you, for everybody, actually.
Yay.
The gift of you.
Besides that, I'm not that good, but I do have gifts, okay? All right, so the first one is kind of ironic. We got N95s.
Oh.
And then,
I could trade that for some good drugs.
Greg.
You could probably get some Coke or something.
Greg.
We know better. Wait, now this next one is just for you. A listener made this, and
it's a jacket that zips something from behind that Rosie can throw on me at certain intervals in the afternoon.
Hey, don't put it past me.
Hey, man, look at this. Look.
Happy hour. Who's this?
If you pour water on wood and electrify it, this is what you get. And he made this for you.
That is
basically lightning.
Yeah, basically lightning.
Holy cow. That's amazing.
Isn't that awesome,
what
man?
What did I do to deserve that?
Being you, man, you care and people care about you, even if you don't think they do. And on the back of it, he was supposed to put this. There is always shelter in any storm.
We're going to be that shelter to whatever extent we can. I'm working every day until this thing is over. And I'll be here Easter morning, too. Here's a note from my friend Cindy. Thank you, Greg, for screaming for me. We can't afford to continue to do this. We'll be a complete collapse of our economy. And the fact that this is happening under Donald Trump's presidency makes me 100 times more suspicious about how this was orchestrated and executed. This is not a coincidence. We are getting socialism in ever-increasing doses, long lines, shortages. We're living in Venezuela without getting on a plane. It's insane. Crawdad.
I sure wish I had some challah bread today.
Oh, some challah bread? Would you like an extra bucket? Would you like me to wrap that up? If you slip me a dollar, I'll give you an extra couple of slices to take home there.
Yeah, and some lox. Lox would be nice, yeah.
Promise me a dollar tip.
Yeah, okay, sonny. You're a real mensch.
Thank you, Crawdad.
He's a great guy. Makoa, I was looking at this. Montgomery Area Council on Aging.
Yeah.
They're taking a big hit.
Yeah, I know that. I saw I got an email from them the other day.
They cover five counties. They help about 5,000 seniors around five counties, very heavily reliant on volunteers. And most of those volunteers are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They're now not doing the fresh prepared foods and then taking the hot food to somebody, but they are doing shelf safe and taking things still. But now they're not doing it at all because of this. So somebody, we got to do something to fill the gap to make sure that these folks who were getting food brought to them, churches, organizations, we got to pick up some slack to help them keep helping.
Yeah.
That is, those folks are really some of our most at-risk community members. I'm a shut-in. You know, I don't talk about it, but I'm lucky. I've got a huge support group of family and friends that take care of me. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of people out there that don't have anybody.
Right.
And we need to pick up slack and help Montgomery Area Council on Aging make that Meals on Wheels program still work, because some of those folks, that's all the interaction they get, and that might be the only decent food that they get.
Well, I'm on their mailing list. I'm going to see what they send. And
I can teach you how to make challah bread.
I don't want to learn how to make it. I already know how to serve it.
Honey. Listen to me, Sonny. You're not paying attention. Challah bread's wonderful, man.
It's the best French toast on the planet.
The more eggs, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great stuff. It's good for you, too. Listen, love you.
I'll see if I can call Meals on Wheels and see what we can do. I'll check with Meals on Wheels and see.
You have a real good connection upstairs and down here, too, Miss Rosie.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Crawdad. We're at 5:15. Jenny.
Hello, Greg.
Hi.
I want to make you laugh. I got an alert on my phone, and someone has already named their child that was born COVID, and another child was named Corona.
I saw that. I don't know if that's true, if that's an internet hoax, but it is. Would you be surprised if somebody actually did that? I wouldn't.
No.
I would not be surprised. I had a friend that worked in labor and delivery for a while, and she named her little girl Vagina.
Goodness.
Well, all righty.
Yeah.
Well, when there's moon unit.
You had to beat me, but.
I appreciate it. We'll be here tomorrow morning. Do call us.
Call us in the morning.
And let us know some other anatomically named friends you might have.
My friends always call me a boob. Does that count?
Maybe we'll get a call from Dick. T-Spear.
Sugar nips over here.
Oh, Lord. Well, I promise to make it quick, and I promise to somewhere make you smart. Kay Ivey just kissed off any hope she ever had of being reelected, and she has given the kiss of death to anyone's political aspirations whose last name happens to be Ivey. She will never again be elected in this state.
I agree.
And her family name will be absolutely politically cursed. I hate to put it that way. I voted for her. I campaigned for her. She was not what we were promised. And for that, she kind of gets the curse. What can I say?
This is a bad day in Alabama history. Thank you for the call, T-Spirit. I remember coming back from Florida. That was the 15th, I think it was. Yeah, the Sunday after Janelle's birthday.
Okay.
And at that time, we had just gotten our first case. Mm-hmm. So now we're up to 1,400. But this is over a three-week period. And on a national and a worldwide level and on a state level, what are we getting? We're getting the total number of people who have tested positive with COVID-19. We're not getting the number of people with mild symptoms who have breezed through it. We're not getting the number of recovered people. So who knows? It says we've had 1,400 plus whatever it is positive tests right now. How many of those are active? That's all I want to know. And I understand the concern with the first-line responders and the risk they take, and some of them are getting this. But that could happen with any number of different things that people walk into a doctor's office with. What are we going to go to? My doctor is one of the best on the planet. Had very few patients because everybody's afraid to go. Understand what I mean about the long-term social ramifications? Yeah. What are we going to all be in a plastic bubble?
In bubble wrap, just how they want us.
I'm beginning to believe that.
Protect us from ourselves.
We need protection from them.
Thank you.
The display of leadership on a state and local level today was pathetic, and I'm being kind. Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, bud.
The leadership is coming from individuals right now. The way people are comporting themselves, that's where the leadership is. The government doesn't trust us as far as they can throw us.
Unless they want you to vote for them.
Good luck with that next time around.
What's all up? Right, Rosie, it's time for you to pour the water on Greg and cool him off a little bit.
I'm looking for some right now, Bill.
seriously, I dislike the decision, but at the same time, I will say this, that I've gone to the grocery store a couple of times for stuff that we've absolutely had to have, and every time I'm out and about, parking lots are full. So, they ask for people to stay at home and part of this, do you wear a mask or you not wear a mask? It's like they come out one day and say the mask don't help unless you are sick. And then the next day they come out and say everybody should be in a mask.
I got to run. Thanks for the call. The guy that's leading the country in this, Fauci, has changed his mind so many damn times since January. I'm surprised Trump is still running him out there. He's now the new media darling. He's running America.
Hold on.
Since when? I didn't vote for him.
No.
Ugh.
About what?
5:20.
I did.
Got to take a break here for news, weather, and traffic, and we'll be back.
And a hosing down by Rosie. Coming your way, Greg.
I got news for you. She hits me with a hose, it'll evaporate on contact.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Starting today, the city of Montgomery is limiting how many customers can be inside of a store at one time. The directive allows up to 50 customers inside at once and includes large retailers like Walmart and Target. It also only pertains to retailers inside the city limits. As of Friday afternoon, there are 1,414 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama. 21 people have died in the state from the illness. Plus, Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announced that an employee has died of coronavirus. In a statement, Montgomery plant spokesman Robert Burns says, quote, "Our Hyundai community is united in sending thoughts, prayers, and sincerest condolences to the family and friends who are grieving. We have notified any employees who may have been in contact with this individual recently, and they are self-quarantined at this time." And the body of a man found in a pond along Highway 80 in Marengo County has been identified. Uniontown police confirmed that the man is identified as 36-year-old Willie Allen Jr. He was reported missing on March 23rd. The Marengo County coroner says Allen died from an accidental drowning. Police say no foul play is suspected. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an incident at Ann Street and Bruton Street, a car versus a tree. We understand the tree has won that round. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Around the boulevard, we got some congestion at all the major intersections. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are busy outbound. Be careful out there. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pets safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine.
The good news is that's a beautiful baby.
Yes.
The bad news is it's born in Alabama and Ivy is your governor. Can I be any more blunt than that at the moment?
No, kind of right.
More baby laughing sounds, please.
So here's something that needs to be said, too. I think it was Wednesday. I started getting things through Facebook and email purporting to be National Guard
going
orders.
Out. Yeah.
Yes. The word is, the buzz is. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? How did everybody in the world know? That's why we had lines today, because the rumor went completely viral that this edict was coming from Governor Edict Bunker today. And so we had gigantic lines. And tomorrow, God help you.
You know what's going to happen tomorrow.
What else could anybody need with all the shopping that's gone on? We should all be eating for a month without waiting for a thing except maybe some fresh dairy.
Heartburn pills.
Man.
I am...
indigestion.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid this was coming. And I think if the governor and our leadership at any level was capable, they could go on camera and look us in the eye and say, the numbers are getting scary. We need to ask this from you. Even if it's not scientifically known, what happened to common sense? If wearing a mask stops a sneeze or wearing gloves or whatever these inconveniences would be, and folks, we need to double down and make sure we're looking after our at-risk populations that really are stuck at home right now. Because going outside and coming in contact with them could be a death sentence.
Could be.
But everyday life carries that possibility for everyone.
You could get hit by a bus.
Yep.
And sometimes you live, and sometimes you don't. Right. I've been lucky.
Right. Sometimes you get back up and say, hey, don't tell my mom.
That's what I did.
Sounding very familiar. Line 3 is ringing. Let's go to William B.
Good afternoon.
Hey, William B.
Hey, look, I'm with you on that. I'm pretty well pissed, but you know, on the other hand, in general, people are stupid.
Yep.
You know, I mean, good God, my wife works at Walmart, and my God, well, my job's closed, so I'm gonna go hang out at Walmart. By the hundreds, you know? I mean, if people, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous, you know? I mean,
well, I heard, from what I heard, my friend went to Walmart and was in the line, and they were really working hard to work the distancing issue. Costco did the same thing today, and the police were on hand. Mm-hmm. Although the state attorney general said that's really not enforceable. There were no outbreaks of impatience or violence. Everybody said, okay, we can deal with this. God help you tomorrow if you're going out. The shelves will be empty. Crazy. Panic is going to ensue. And
yeah.
It's not going to be good. This was not necessary today. An extra effort request. I'll jump on your team for that, Governor Ivey. I would have been the first to say, good job. We can do a little bit more. How can we in the media help you?
Right, right. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like I said, it aggravates me to no end that it came to this, and I agree. I don't think it was absolutely necessary, but you know, there are a lot of stupid people out there. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry. That's
well,
just
guess
the way
what?
It is.
When COVID-19 goes away, there's still going to be stupid people.
Yeah. You can't. You know, you can educate ignorance, but you can't fix stupid.
That's right.
Got that right.
Thank you very much, William B., for the profound thoughts. Have a great evening and weekend.
See you later, William B.
I need a two-minute break here, folks. We'll be right back to Cooter, Sam, Larry, and Randall.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This just into the News Talk newsroom and perfectly timed following the governor's lockdown speech today.
The governor?
The sky has darkened. The clouds have gathered and the sun is gone.
That was depressing but beautiful.
Thank you. I am a walking greeting card.
I can tell.
I am your... not your friend as much as I am your Hallmark moment when you need one.
Oh, well, I'm your friend.
Can we give a shout out?
Yes.
Okay. We want to give a shout out to Gary in Baptist South. He had triple bypass surgery, and we love you, and we hope you're listening, and get well soon.
Get well soon, Gary.
Yes, feel better, man.
Please do. We'll be thinking about you.
And it's not Gary who calls in the truck driver. It's another Gary, but I don't want to...
Wait a minute. I looked at the ratings last week, and I only saw one Gary listed there.
I was worried.
Two.
Well, we don't need to lose a listener.
We have more than one Gary who listens.
Ooh. Well, that's in conflict with... Well, if the governor's going to treat us like a giant daycare center, why not take attendance too, right?
That's right.
And Cooter is on the phone.
Cooter.
My real name is Gary, but I don't...
You're the third person that's made me laugh since 4 o'clock.
Good for you, Cooter.
You, Jacqueline, and somebody else.
You know, I'm at a very high risk because of my health and age, but I had to go out to a couple of stores today, but I put on a mask and gloves and big floppy hat and... wrap around glasses and all of that. But it was pretty crowded out there. I don't mind if somebody suggests, hey, it would be nice if you guys take these precautions. But when you come in, you tell me I have to do it, it pisses me off.
Right. Yeah. That is the essence of my anger this afternoon and my frustration is that rather than take that approach and treat us like adults and ask a little more. That's how we won World War II.
Right.
Wasn't because they told us. We knew what we had to do. And we did it. And we won.
We didn't have to be told what to do.
No.
Hey, that baby laughing.
Yes.
That gets me every time. There's nothing in this world that sounds better to me than a baby laughing like that. That helps every time you play that.
Well, that's the good news.
The baby is the tie with the turtle. The turtle noise you have?
Oh, yeah. Turtle's getting it on. Hey, Seth.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get those N95 masks? Can you text me and tell me?
I have a paint booth at work.
Oh, okay.
So it's for safety.
Uh-huh. You want to sell one?
What you got?
Did you purchase it from your job?
Borrowed.
There we go. As long as your job has toilet paper, you will never really be out of toilet paper.
You're right, like 100 rolls.
I just saw a store from the Air Force page a few minutes ago. Just came out those two Navy ships they send, the Mercy and the Comfort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between the two of them, they have had 18 patients.
That's right. I saw that earlier this afternoon. So what the hell's going on, New York and
18
L.A.?
18 patients.
And you had some maniac behind the wheel of a train who tried to ram the one in Los Angeles. I mean,
that
what the hell's going on
nuts,
out there?
Man.
He had a good head of steam, too. Did you see how far he went when he left tracks?
Do you see how far, how close he actually was? I would have never guessed it. A locomotive would go that long with no railroad tracks underneath it.
Yeah, Seth, text me. Greg's got my number. I love all of y'all.
All right, take it easy, Cooter.
Love you, too.
Thanks, man.
Sam.
Hey, Greg. I just hated that the governor sucked all the fun out of the show today. You know, I like staying informed, and y'all got a good program. But, maybe about 10 o'clock on the news, they'll have it figured out what her message, what she's trying to say. But that was my two cents on that, man.
Yeah, sucked the fun out of my afternoon, too, not just yours.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
This wasn't my plan.
Well, anyways, y'all sound great.
Hey, thanks,
man.
God bless.
Hey, you too. Have a great day.
Larry?
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Swell. How are you?
I know. Yeah, I'm about like you, I guess. I'm in my early 60s, and, Kay Ivey, I don't have much for her at all, nor do I have it for the Montgomery mayor either, but I was going to comment. I was on the way home this evening. I live over in Millbrook, and last night I noticed that my digital thermometer, the battery was low, so I thought I'd go to Walmart and pick up a battery for it. Anyway, Walmart, I see what's going on there, so it's crazy. I'm like, that sucks. So I went on to Food Outlet, decided to go ahead and pick up some things in there. Of course, they didn't have batteries, the battery I needed. So I go to CVS, didn't have any there. Walgreens didn't have the little battery there either. I did ask, well, do you have any thermometers or anything? No, they're completely sold out of thermometers. So I know it's my own fault, I guess, for not even thinking about needing a thermometer. But, you know, in these kind of days, it's like, you know, even the people that I encountered today were polite and everything. So everyone
trying.
Is pretty well considerate, you know. And then you have the only thing that bothers me was like this that Kay's doing. And throughout the state is it's kind of like going to a restaurant and you have a long wait, people waiting 30 minutes, 40 minutes to get in to eat, but you have people that are sitting in there just talking, you know, and BSing and not being polite and considerate, thinking that, well, you know, we ought to go on and leave and let someone else come in. So I'm thinking that the traffic's going to get real thick and attitudes are going to get bad. It's already bad putting them together sometimes. I am blessed that I get to be an essential and still get to go to work. But, you know, it just seems like it just keeps getting piled on more and more and more, you know. Mm-hmm. So I can understand your frustration. It's you're not alone. And anyway, man, God bless the truckers and God bless all the medical. And
all right, Larry, I'm out of time. I just realized it's 5:40. No problem.
Good call. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cooper.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Quickly.
Quickly, yes. The fellow that was just talking said he didn't have much use for Stephen Reed. Well, I'm a Republican, and I didn't vote for Stephen Reed, but I've been very impressed the way he's handled this situation.
In what regard?
In what regard?
Yeah,
like
putting out an order today that the state attorney general said was unenforceable. I'd like to know. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying at the beginning of the show, before the governor turned this into Camp Alabama, we had local and state leadership at odds with what could and could not be done. And it created a lot of confusion, and it drove a hell of a lot of people up to Wetumpka and up to Prattville today. And we don't need to drive any more business out of Montgomery. We've done a great enough job at that already, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, we have. But tell me, I wasn't. What happened today that caused this problem? I didn't hear about it.
Well, he ordered. There was an order. I don't know if it was local or if it expanded to the county. I saw the county notice this afternoon that only 10 people would be allowed in a store like Costco. So they had lines established and social distancing established, and people went in and out. They weren't allowed to meander and, you know, do that, diddle their lip while in the store. They had to be doing something. And then the state attorney general came out this afternoon and said, that's really not enforceable. So why? Why not just ask people, here's what we're doing. Can you go along with us on that? And just let it...
Well, I agree with you. If everybody was a normal person, but have you seen Tiger King?
Yeah, but we're living... but we're living under a set of rules established for the worst elements in our society, and I'm not part of that.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. My comment on Stephen Reed was the two times that I've heard him talk, along with the mayor of Pike Road and with the city council, I thought he was very sensible, and in what he said and everything, he made sense. I thought he was... he wasn't being hysterical or anything, and I did, at the time, I don't know about what happened today. I haven't heard about it, but I was impressed with him, and I wasn't a Stephen Reed fan up until, and I still may not be.
Good. I have no problem with what you're saying. Don't misunderstand me. What I have with is this guy saying this, this guy saying that, that lady in the house up the street is saying this. That's what I got a problem with. Thank you for the call.
I understand.
All right.
I understand.
Got to take a break.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This just in from the Alabama Broadcasters Association. Broadcasters are exempt from the stay-at-home order.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
So I'm going to come in, and I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to say everything I can to help our businesses stay afloat, and we'll do whatever we can to lift your spirits, if that's possible, right now.
And to keep these people company, because a lot of these folks, you are all they have, and they love you to death, man. and your rants, people really, really love this. They don't see the color that you turn.
Oh, he gets some good color to him.
Oh, man. But
Greg has good blood flow.
Yeah.
Good circulation. I see it.
That's
go
what
up.
She said.
Oh, yeah. Ah, way to go. Boom.
Red goes with green, and it's Christmas here.
Randall.
That's so good.
And I just to add to that, I hope you see the love. The love, you've been laughing, and you look good, obviously. And
yeah. Thank you, Randall. Thank you.
All these people have called in, not either to express the hurt with you or just to keep you from going, you know, from getting any redder. You know what I mean? Like Cooter called in and he's like, man, I got to make my homeboy laugh. You know what I mean? It was on his mind. And that, you know, and it switched to him with Gary. He automatically knew it because he loved you. And man, like I said, I just want to add to that. But to articulate kind of, I'm going to tell you something about Reed now. This is one thing you got to look. He was ahead of this curve. He's been ahead of the curve.
And
every
we
time.
Have like
he,
1 minute, so I'm just giving
he's
a heads
been,
up.
He's been okay, he's been ahead of the curve every time. So he's on his way to Congress. He's got people way above our governor. You see, he's been one step ahead of her about doing everything. So look at it kind of that way and calm people and bring people together and keep them going to these local businesses. Man, y'all get Adam Drug delivered to y'all. Y'all, everybody's delivering. You ain't got no excuse to use any government mail order, nothing. Not even a mail order brawl. We'll get that to you somehow. You know what I mean? We get Miss Rosie a picture and an apron. I love you, Miss Rosie, so much. All right, man. Reed.
Thank you, Randall.
Take care, Randall.
I'm sorry I said I had a minute, and you got all of it.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Mr. Electric is an essential service, so if you need anything in the way of electrical repair, or a fix or an install, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery, 245-1566. The electrifying news, Alabama on lockdown. I posted on Facebook this afternoon the story along with the opinion of a doctor friend of mine. I'll keep his name out of it, but his suggestion was rather than this draconian step today, that more efforts were made to look after the specific at-risk populations. Because there has to be a long-term plan here. And as a friend pointed out, every Friday they've got another list of things we can't do, another list of places we can't go to. And I think everybody, on the whole, has done a magnificent job of practicing social distancing, sanitizing, doing everything possible.
Have you seen the X's on the floor at places?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
all over the
yeah.
places.
Yeah. And really, I wasn't offended by that. I'm not stupid. I know how much 6 feet is.
Right, but not everybody does.
Yeah.
Right. But it was good to have the reminder because it meant they're open. We're just, here's what
this
we're trying to practice.
This is what we have to do to stay open.
And everybody's okay with it.
Yeah. We have made all of these adjustments over a 3-week period. Now today to drop the hammer, and we're still not sure what defines essential.
I think that you're essential, Greg.
Well,
you are, man.
So are you guys.
And I know Rosie's essential.
And by the way, are we all going to be here in the morning?
Yes. The fat baby fart?
Yes, sir.
And I'm bringing
I've
breakfast.
I've never heard that one before.
I'm bringing breakfast.
Yay!
Really? I'm picking up dinner at Baumhauer's. Go to Baumhauer's.com and try their new pickup option. It's really terrific.
Yep, you can order right off the web.
And at a specific time. Jeff, you'll be our last call.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
How you doing,
bud? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I know a while ago you couldn't come up with a word for Pelosi. Queen Bee.
What?
Queen Bee?
Yeah.
Queen Bee. That way you ain't got to say the word.
There you
Everybody understands what it is.
I don't have to say the word.
She's a pain.
That's the word.
Yeah, she's a pain in the...
Thanks
good
for
call, Jeff.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a problem on 85 northbound between Union and Forest Avenue. A large roll of carpet is in the outside lane. Don't let that ruin your afternoon. Watch out for it if you're motoring there. Other than that, the interstates are not looking too bad. We do have an accident on Vaughn Road at Carriage Brook. This is going to be just off the Eastern Boulevard as you head out towards Montgomery Catholic and Ida Bell Young Park. Watch out there for emergency vehicles. Hopefully they'll have that in a parking lot. The boulevard around the city, busy at all the major intersections. We're looking not too bad for a Friday afternoon, but a lot of people are out on the road, so buckle up and drive carefully. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trinumstate.edu and enroll now. Trinum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This all started so innocent.
I need to plan ahead to keep my hiney clean, especially if I'm in quarantine.
Rectum.
I'm in the checkout lane. Everyone's thinking the same. Well, they better start to pray. I'm keeping TB with me. Thinking toilet paper rolls. You try to take.
It's just in from the governor's office.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
So we had a call.
Yeah.
From a listener, and this is not a disrespect of the listener or the call, who said they had to take this next draconian step today because people were gathering at the dog park, weren't respecting social. So here's what you do. The stores, the big box stores, Walmart, they all did a really good job of setting up protocols outside their store. You take the police away. The police are not here to run grocery stores. We're not recovering from a Category 5 hurricane or a 7.2 earthquake. And you let them get out there and get the message out to people when they see it. We don't have, this is not New York City. This is not Manhattan. This is not Grand Central Park. It's manageable. If you do regular patrols and you see groups and you tell them to disperse, and if you get some lip, let's go for a ride, and enough of it. But we are now, we're not under martial law, and yeah, we got this stay-at-home order, but we are being, we are having our freedoms heavily restricted because it's easier to do people who go with the law, follow the rules, observe the protocols, than it is to tell the ne'er-do-wells and the losers that we got to make everybody else behave because we can't control you. That's pretty much what it boils down to today.